Hey guys, good morning. This is Bill Cavanaugh checking in from the Intrepid. We're pretty much smack go right in the middle of a Iserline sponsored 14-day trip here on the Intrepid, and I meant to call a couple days ago. I got kind of busy. I just wanted to do a quick little overview of what our trip's done so far. We started out our trip fishing the buffer zone, fishing open water bird schools, looking for possibly some better grade fish out there, and unfortunately, we didn't find any better grade fish, but we did have some very, very good action on 30 to 65 pound yellowfin tuna. We did get on one school that was probably, for that grade of fish, some of the best biting yellowfin tuna I've seen in quite some time. So we had some good action. It wasn't quite the grade we were looking for. We put some tags on some fish. Everyone, had some good practice yanking and tugging on some mid-grade yellowfin tuna. And then from there, we did that for a day and a short morning. From there, we rolled out to the Hurricane Bank, and we've been here for, this will be our third day. It's coming up on 10 o'clock in the morning here. We've had two full days, and this is our third day. And we've had shots on this better grade yellowfin tuna every day. The size of this fish out here right now is 80 to 200 pounds. Our big fish for the trip so far taped out at 220. We have a number of fish on board that are like 170 to 190. And it's all good grade. We're getting shots every day, and we're getting a little bit of wahoo mixed in as well. So things are going really good on this trip. I just wanted to call in with a report, a quick little tackle thing. It seems like the guys that are really working at it, fishing, call it 100-pound fluorocarbon, and really working at it as far as finessing a live sardine, a fly line back behind the boat. Those are the guys that are having the most success. We've had a number of fish on the kites, but as far as what's working best consistently for the guys at the rail, I'd have to say that's been the key. That fluorocarbon makes a really big difference. That line, it doesn't reflect light as much as regular monofilament. It's less visible to the fish. Guys get more bites because of it. I think it makes a huge difference. And fishing, our sardine that we have on this trip, it's a pretty good mix, but it's not the biggest. I'd call it 5 to 7.5 inches for the most part. You pick out a little bit better one, and you're still fishing like a 4-0 or a 5-0 hooked. And at any rate, the guys that have been working hard at it, the guys that have been diligent, fishing the right gear, picking out a good bait, pinning it on properly, and giving it a good presentation, those are the guys that have been getting the best. But at any rate, we're having shots every day. Our weather's nice. Everything's going pretty darn good. Could not really expect a whole lot more. We're getting shots at some bigger fish every day. One of the highlights of our trip so far as what was caught and how it was caught, was a good passenger of ours by the name of Dale. He was fishing a glow-in-the-dark PL-68 in the dark just before first light. He hooked a skipjack on it, and he was winding it back to the boat, and a 180-pound yellowfin tuna ate the skipjack and the PL-68. About 20 minutes later, he boated the thing. It was 180-pounder. Pretty awesome. Pretty cool stuff. That's the kind of stuff we see down here, and we kind of take it for granted because we're seeing it all the time, but little stuff like that's pretty awesome. Anyhow, we're having a good trip. That's our report for now. We've got a couple more days of fishing. We'll check in later. We're out.